We are in Simin Reish Yud Beis. We just did the first half of Sif Aleph. We did the Mechaber. We're now up to the Ramah, and we'll be completing Sif Aleph as well as Sif Beis. Says the Ramah, Hagah, V'yesh omri mimatoful chaviv alav mevarach alav v'achakach mevarach ala ikr. Even though the halachi is that when you have an ikr and a tafel, you're supposed to make a bracha on the ikr and cover the tafel, this Yesh Omrim holds that if the tafel is chaviv, you're supposed to make the bracha on the chaviv. The Magen Avraham disagrees, and the Mishnah Berurah follows the Magen Avraham, that the halachi is that even though the tafel is chaviv, you would make the bracha on the ikr and cover the tafel. What happens if someone's eating a lot of the tafel? He better re-ask himself, is this really tafel, or maybe it's an ikr on its own. Further in the Ramah now, Hod mevarchen al ikr upotur satfela, haynu she'ochlam biyachad, o she'ochal ikr tchila. When does the tafel get covered and not need a bracha? When you ate the ikr first, or you eat the ikr together with the tafel. Avalem ochel ha-tafel tchila. What happens if you're eating the tafel first? Kagon. Sherotza lishtos verotza lechol tchila kdei shelo yishtal libe rekanya. What happens if someone wants to drink, but he's got to eat a little bit because he doesn't like the idea of drinking on an empty stomach? Say it's a strong drink. Say, o she'ochel garine gudgoni os lamate kashtia. Or before he drinks, he'd like to put some cherry pits into his mouth so that it'll give him flavor. Mavarach ala ochel tchila afal pishu tafel l'shtiyeh. He makes a bracha on the ochel first, even though it's tafel, because he's having it first. This is the rule we had before. Ikr tafel doesn't mean that a tafel doesn't deserve a bracha. The tafel is covered by the bracha of the ikr. But let's say you're eating the tafel first, so you didn't make a bracha on the ikr. So you'll have to make a bracha on the tafel. Says the Ramah now, Ve'enu mevarach olav rak sha'akol. But he only makes on this a sha'akol. Ho'il v'u tafel adavar acher. Because it is tafel. So according to the Ramah, if you're having the tafel first, you say a sha'akol on it. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham, who holds that this is only true in a case where the ikr is also sha'akol. But if the ikur has a different bracha, the tafel has a different bracha, then you make a bracha of the tafel. What happens if somebody is having cookies with cheese? So the Mishnah Berurah says that the cookies are the ikur and the cheese are tafel to it. This is in a case where the reason you're having them is you like the taste of the cookies and you want to have some cheese too. So it's considered that it's bal lalafes es apas, and it becomes tafel to it. We'll soon see in the Ramah the opposite case, where all you really want to eat is cheese and you're using crackers instead of your fingers for the dipping. So there they would definitely be functional and nothing more, and you wouldn't have to make a bracha on them. Now, Sif Beis in the Ramah. Yeah, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah says not to put yourself in this situation. Really, you shouldn't be eating the tafel before the ikr. Further, Sif Beis, Merkacha Shemenichin al Rikikin Dakin. Olsen Rikikin have a tefillah of Merkachas. If you have these thin crackers and you put a Merkachas on them, so you put some kind of dip on them. So the halachi is Shadavar Yaduah Shem Miskavna Lechol Lechen. The halacha there is the rikikin become tafel and they don't get their own bracha because everyone knows that you don't feel like filling yourself with bread, and the only reason you're doing that is only for the sake of preventing your fingers from getting filthy, or it doesn't look good to eat that way. So what you do is you put the merkachas on crackers. But really your kavanah is to eat the merkachas and not the crackers, and you wish you wouldn't get filled, and therefore they are tafel.